Ramsey TV.
Well, I woke up this morning thinking about vessels of dishonor. I need to tell you about it, but let me wait for this music to stop first. Okay, thank you. Is it over yet? Is it over yet? I can't tell. Yeah, okay, great. All right, so this is something that, even though I've known about vessels of dishonor for decades, and I've believed that God himself makes vessels of dishonor, I have had a new thought about vessels of dishonor that is really astounding. I guess it's just a more concentrated dose of reality and glory and relief. Let me explain. You have to go to Romans chapter 9 to understand an amazing truth that hardly anyone believes, and that is that God, being the one who does everything, makes everybody who they are. Grand truth, sweeping truth, broad truth. A child could understand that truth, but few people can accept it because it takes power away from the human. And the humans don't like that generally. I love it because I love it when God has power. Give him more power, give me less power. That puts me in a more reclining mode, and I can relax more knowing that God's in control of everything. It doesn't make me a fatalist. Does it? No, it doesn't make me a fatalist. It just makes me a person who likes to not have much pressure, right? So listen to this. So let's say that someone has been chosen from before the disruption of the world to be a vessel of dishonor. Let's define the term. What's a vessel of dishonor? A vessel of dishonor is someone who is born whose role is to be a bad guy in the movie. Simple as that. A vessel of dishonor is going to be a bad guy in the movie. And the movie or the novel or the great drama of life needs good guys and bad guys. And as I've been telling you, God casts these roles for people before they're born. I know the objection is, that's not fair for God to do that. That's where, how dare you object, because God is able to do, and he does do what he wants among the inhabitants of the earth and the inhabitants of heaven, because he's God. There's a lost doctrine right there, that God is God. It's a lost doctrine. So what this means is that some people are locked into this inevitable role. Of course, I'm thinking about people like Judas, Pharaoh, Nebuchadnezzar, Pontius Pilate. But these are just the famous ones. Think of how many less famous people, like Darwin. He's a vessel of dishonor. God used him to introduce the stupid theory of evolution, which removes God from his creation. You don't think Darwin's gonna suffer judgment for that? I'm gonna get to the judgment. Don't worry. I'm gonna get to the judgment. Because the judgment does a great thing for vessels of dishonor. We always think of judgment as negative, but it does a great thing for vessels of dishonor. And this is the revelation that hit me this morning, because as I said, I woke up this morning thinking about vessels of dishonor, as I suppose most people do. So you are born, let's say you're a vessel of dishonor, and I'm talking about, you go right down the line. You say, well, Darwin is a famous vessel of dishonor. Okay, let's keep going down the line. The local pastor who teaches eternal torment, that's a vessel of dishonor. Hate to tell you, but it is. It sure as hell not a vessel of honor. No. You and I are vessels of honor because we teach the truth that God is love, and yet he still deals with the sin issue, still deals with it by sending his son to die horribly to take away the sins of the world. And that's what buys the reconciliation of the universe to God, including the salvation of every human being. Okay? We're vessels of honor for teaching that. So, it sucks to be a vessel of dishonor. And yet, the objection goes, of Romans chapter 9, the objection goes, well, why does God judge vessels of dishonor for being vessels of dishonor? Because it wasn't their fault. Yeah, I know it wasn't their fault, but the problem is we always see judgment in a negative light. We're trained to see judgment in a negative light. There are many judgments in a courtroom, for instance, that bless people. For instance, some people receive a judgment and they're awarded money. That's the judgment. The judgment is you are awarded money, say in a lawsuit. All right, now I'm not saying that vessels of dishonor are not going to receive negative consequences. It's going to be the equivalent of a slap upside the head, like, guess what? You were a vessel of dishonor. You didn't realize it. You were going against God. You were kicking against God your whole life. And the vessel of dishonor could rightly say, yes, God, but you made me that way. And God would say, I know. You're not telling me anything. Nevertheless, this is what I must do to awaken you to my reality and to the reality of your opposition. That's phase one of the judgment of vessels of dishonor. Here's the revelation, phase two. The revelation is there are two phases to the judgment of vessels of dishonor. You know what phase two is? Oh, can't wait to tell you. Phase two is that vessels of dishonor will finally be relieved of their opposition to God. They're going to be relieved. They're going to be delivered from the awful role of being opposers of God and his plan. Can you imagine what a great relief it's going to be? Let's go to the ultimate vessel of dishonor, Satan. Okay? Sucks to be Satan, wouldn't you say that? You're working so hard, Satan. Satan works so hard to oppose God. It must be exhausting. You know how you see how miserable people are when they're bad people. They're angry all the time. They're always pissed off. They're always grouchy. They get up on the wrong side of the slab every day, right? You know people like this. So, let's say these people, let's go back to people for a second. Let's say something happens to a real grouchy person. Let's say something, quote, terrible, unquote, happens. Say they get in a car accident or something, or they get sick, and they go to a hospital, and they are pretty much humbled, right? That's phase one of the judgment. Phase one is they're humbled, right? So they begin to reflect on their lives. It's like, you know, I've been a real Scrooge. There's a great example, Scrooge. What a great example. I'm glad I thought of it because Scrooge, I'm going to put Scrooge here as a representative of Satan. Then I'm going to go back to Satan and close this saga. But Scrooge was delivered of his scrooginess, wasn't he? It was a two-part revelation. The first one was painful. The first one was, ow, God, I've been a terrible human being. I've been a wretched human being. This came to him by means of a dream, the ghost of Christmas future. But then what happens? Scrooge is delivered of his scrooginess, and the rest of his life is a blessing because he was relieved. That's phase two of judgment. Judgment turns out to be a good thing for the vessels of dishonor. So when I was a kid, and even today, because I'm still somewhat of a kid in my ability to simplify these grand themes, I always felt bad for Satan. I always felt bad for Judas. I mean, I hated them on one level for what they did. But I also felt bad for them because I understood that they were born into the role and that they couldn't do anything else but be what God made them. I said, man, I felt bad for him. Like, that's terrible. That's how I used to talk when I was a kid. That's terrible. But then, later in life, to investigate the scriptures and find out that God eventually makes it right for these vessels of dishonor, these poor people and these poor spiritual beings that have been suited and fitted for that role. They're eventually delivered from it. And I often think that Satan, the voice of Satan, when he is finally delivered in the lake of fire through an eon of torment, that that being will be the most thankful being in the universe to be delivered from that role. Wow, there it is. There is phase two of judgment. Phase two of judgment. Phase two of the judgment of vessels of dishonor, which everybody thinks is unfair. Phase two actually relieves the vessels of dishonor, delivers the vessels of dishonor from being vessels of dishonor. And when they are delivered from that, they are so happy, so joyful, so thankful, that they praise God perhaps even louder than we will. Ladies and gentlemen, you can be thankful that we don't have to go through those two phases of judgment. We don't go through any phases of judgment. Vessels of dishonor, yeah, they have a hard way. They have a hard way. But in the end, that's what I like to look toward. I like to look toward the end. In the end, they end up so thankful to be finally delivered from their burdensome opposition that they will praise God, praise, worship, and glorify the potter, the God, the placer of all people and all spiritual beings. They will glorify, honor, and praise him. And they will end up saying, Lord God, you do all things well. You made me to be this. It was an essential role. It was not a role that I would have chosen for myself, Lord God, but you chose it for me. I was a vessel in your hand. I was used by you to highlight your vessels of honor. And now I thank you, Lord God, and I thank you, Christ, for finally relieving me of this role and delivering me into the salvation that was won for me by Jesus Christ on the cross.